All right, Dave, what went wrong tonight?
It's the Speedway's fault. They chose to do 75 laps tonight instead of 50, so I'm going to blame it on them. Car was really great right up until probably lap 45, 50, and I think it was 50 lapper. We got a really good setup, but we got to do something a little bit different for the 75 lappers.
Do you think the fact that it was green made the car needed a couple recycles on the tires, or maybe it just went away regardless of how many cautions there were, or lack of?
Well, with my driving style and the way we set up the car and everything, the way my car is set up, I don't think so at all. Generally, the more cautions, it puts more heat cycles in the tires, and that actually typically hurts me. Usually, I'm better on a longer run, more consistent, and, you know, if we go green to green, usually I have a more consistent car and a car that holds up. It's when we have those cautions, I start struggling on the cautions, and it seems like that's when the car goes away. So I don't think cautions would have helped me at all tonight. But really got to say hats off to Eric Ayoso on his first win. He drove a hell of a race, and, you know, he didn't have it given to him. You know, I was able to get around him, and I, you know, led good part of it, and he was able to get it back for me, and congrats to him.
Did you know he was coming up behind you? Or would you think, well, it's the 11 car, it's Eric, he's a good driver, good car, but he's never won before?
I'll tell you what, he's a very smart guy, smart at working on the car, and he's getting to be a real smart driver. So at the start of the race, I never would have thought I would have seen him again, and probably about lap 50 with the way my car was starting to go away a little bit, and then all of a sudden I started hearing a motor noise behind me, so I kind of assumed it was him and knew it wasn't a lap car, and up there on the scoreboard it said number 11 behind me, so then all of a sudden, boom, he was past me. I couldn't believe it.
Well, your car did go away, but it didn't go completely away. You're still ending up with the podium tonight.
Yeah, no complaints, and I'll tell you, we changed some people around on the crew and got some new people, some new help, some new sponsors, and every single week we're progressing. I really knew at the start of this year we were probably going to have to go through a little bit of a learning curve, and just getting everybody working well together, everybody understanding the car, and we're gaining every single week. So I'm guessing, hoping we probably took over the lead tonight, and that's without a feature win this year, just some nice consistent runs and not wrecking the car, which is nice for me because I hate having to put it back together. So now I'll go back to the shop and work on it a little bit more to get it a little bit quicker, and we only have one position to improve on to be able to take home a feature win.